Baba Sakar Murli, 28th January 2023. Essence, sweet children, you become sensible with the one great mantra of Manmanabhav. This is the mantra that liberates you from all sins. Question, what is the essence of the entire knowledge? What are the signs of those who remain Manmanabhav? Answer, the essence of the entire knowledge is that we now have to return home. This world is dirty. We have to renounce it and return to our home. Simply to remember this much is also to be Manmanabhav. The children who remain in the stage of Manmanabhav constantly churn the ocean of knowledge. They have sweet spiritual conversations with Baba. Question, by coming under the influence of which habit is a soul not able to stay in remembrance of the Father? Answer, if a soul has the habit of looking at dirty pictures or reading dirty stories, he is unable to stay in remembrance of the Father. The cinema is a gateway to hell and it spoils your attitude. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. Explanations are given to those who have little understanding. You have now become very sensible and you understand that that one is your unlimited father and that he also gives you unlimited teachings. He explains the secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. This knowledge has to be in the intellects of you students. The father will definitely take you back with him because he knows that this is a dirty old world. I have come into this old world to take the children home. Baba explains, while sitting here, you children must be feeling inside that that one really is your unlimited father and that he gives you very elevated teachings. He has also explained the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. To remember all of this is also to be Manmanabhav. It can be included in your chart. It is very easy. Even if you don't do anything else, let your intellects remember this while you are sitting, walking, and moving around. Something that is wonderful is always remembered. You understand that by remembering Baba and studying this education, you are once again becoming the masters of the world. This should continue to turn around in your intellects. Whether you are sitting on a bus or a train, etc., let your intellects remain in remembrance. First of all, you children need the Father. You know that the spiritual father of us souls is unlimited. In order for you to have remembrance easily, Baba gives you this method. Constantly remember me alone, and your sinful actions of half the cycle will be burnt away in this fire of yoga. For birth after birth, you have been doing a great deal of penance and having sacrificial fires, etc. Those on the path of devotion do not even know why they do all of that. What benefit would they receive from that? They go to temples and do so much devotion. They believe that all of that has been going on since time immemorial. They even say of the scriptures that they have been continuing since time immemorial. However, human beings don't realize that there are no scriptures in heaven. They believe that all of that has been in existence since the beginning of the world. None of them can tell you who the unlimited father is. Here, there isn't a limited father or teacher. You have all been educated by limited teachers with whom you studied to get a job and earn an income. You children know that this is your unlimited father and that he doesn't have a father. He is the unlimited teacher and he doesn't have a teacher. Who educated those deities? You should definitely remember this. This too is to be Manmana Bhav. This knowledge has not been taught anywhere else. The father himself is knowledgeful. Did someone educate him? He is the sentient seed of the human world tree. He is the ocean of knowledge. Because he is a sentient being, he tells you all the secrets of the human world tree from the beginning to the end. He comes at the end and gives you the knowledge of the beginning. He says, O children, I have incarnated this one, and I tell you through him the secrets from the beginning to the present moment. I will tell you about the end later on. As you progress, you will understand when it is the end, because by that time you will have reached your Karmatit stage. You will also see the signs of that. This dirty old world has to be destroyed. This is nothing new. You have seen this many times, and you will continue to see it. You claimed the kingdom of a cycle ago. You lost it and are now claiming it once again. Baba is teaching us. You understand that you were the masters of the world and that you then took 84 births. In order to make you into the masters of the world again, Baba is giving you that same knowledge. You understand inside that Baba is also the teacher. Acha, if you cannot remember the father, then remember the teacher. Can one ever forget one's teacher? You continue to study with the teacher. Yes, Maya makes you make mistakes and you are not aware of them. Maya blows dust in your eyes so that you forget that it is God who is teaching you. The Father explains everything to you. This explanation is unlimited, whereas that is limited. Baba gives you children this unlimited knowledge every cycle. Acha, if you cannot study a great deal, then remember Baba in the form of the Father. He does not have a father. He is the Father of all, and all of you are his children. Can anyone say whose child Shiv Baba is? He is the unlimited father. You children understand that you now belong to the unlimited father. Our study is wonderful. It is only we Brahmins who study these teachings. Deities, warriors, merchants and Shudras do not study this. The knowledge that the father gives is unique. No one except you can understand it. The mercury of happiness of you children rises because you know that you are becoming Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. You now have to make a great deal of effort in order to claim a high status. It is not that everyone will go to heaven anyway. If you do not imbibe knowledge and yoga, you will not be able to claim a high status. Baba says, in order to become 16 celestial decrees full, you have to make a lot of effort to have remembrance. Check that you are not causing anyone sorrow. You are the children of the bestower of happiness, and so you have to give happiness to everyone. Never cause anyone sorrow through your thoughts, words, or deeds. At this present time, all of you are now studying and becoming like flowers. Only this study will go with you. There is no need to study books, etc. In other types of education, you have to study so many books, etc. This knowledge of Baba's is unique and it is also very easy. However, it is incognito. No one except you can understand what you are studying. It is a wonderful study. The father says, never be absent, never leave the study. Baba receives everyone's register. Baba can understand from that when someone stays absent for 10 months and when someone else stays absent for 6 months. While moving along, some leave the study. This is so wonderful. There is nothing as wonderful as this. Such a father comes and meets you children every cycle. You children understand that this corporeal father takes rebirth. He goes around the cycle of 84 births, and the same applies to you. This is a play. A play can never be forgotten. A play is always remembered. Baba explains that this world in general is extreme hell, and that the cinema in particular is like extreme hell. By going there, your attitude becomes completely spoiled. Even when they look at nice pictures in the newspapers, their intellects are then pulled by them. Thoughts arise, such as that a particular one is very beautiful, that she should get a prize. Why do you look at such pictures? Your intellects understand that the whole world is to end. Simply continue to remember me. Do not think about or look at such things. All of those dirty bodies belong to the old world. What is there to see in them? Only see the Father. Baba says, sweetest children, the destination is very high. Maya is no less. Just look how much pomp of Maya there is. On that side there is science, and on this side there is your silence. Those people just want liberation, whereas here you have the aim and objective of attaining liberation in life. No one else can show you the path to liberation in life. Sannyasis, etc., cannot give you this knowledge. They cannot tell anyone to continue to live at home with his family and become pure. Only the One Father says this. The path of devotion has been nothing but a waste of time. There have been so many mistakes. While making mistakes, they have become completely ignorant. This last birth is one of 100% mistakes. The intellect does not function at all. It is only because Baba explains to you that you now understand. Now that you have understood everything, you are able to explain to others. Your mercury of happiness rises. It is a wonder that that father does not have a father or a teacher. So, from where did he learn? Human beings will be amazed at this. Many think that this one definitely have learnt this from a guru. If he had learnt it from a guru, then that guru would have had many other disciples. There wouldn't be just this one disciple. A guru has many disciples. Just look how many disciples the Aga Khan has. Just look how much regard they give to their guru. They weigh him against diamonds. What would you weigh that one against? He is the supreme. How much would he weigh? What would you do? How much would he weigh if you were to weigh him? Is there anything you could use to weigh him with? Shiv Baba is a dot. Nowadays, many people are weighed against something. Some are weighed with gold, some with silver, and some are even weighed with platinum, which is even more expensive than gold. The father now explains, those worldly gurus do not grant you salvation. Only the one father leads you to salvation. What would you weigh him with? Human beings simply say, O God, O God. They do not know that he is the father as well as the teacher. He is sitting in an ordinary way. He sits a little higher in order to see the faces of you children. How could I bring about establishment without you helpful children? Baba definitely loves those who help him a lot. In worldly life, if one child earns 2,000 rupees and the other one earns 1,000 rupees, which one would the father love more? However, nowadays, children aren't even concerned about their parents. The unlimited father also sees that such and such a child is a very good helper. On seeing you children, Baba becomes very pleased. the soul becomes pleased. I come every cycle and I am very pleased to see my children because I know that they become my helpers every cycle. This love from the Father remains for every cycle. Wherever you may be sitting, keep it in your intellects that Baba is your father, teacher and Sadguru. He is everything, which is why everyone remembers him. None of you will remember him in the golden age, because by that time, your boats will have gone across for 21 births. You children should remain cheerful by remembering in this way. You should be happy that you are doing service for such a father. Give everyone the father's introduction. That is the unlimited father. Only the father establishes heaven. The father also takes us all back with him. When you give such explanations, they can no longer say that God is omnipresent. The father has said, at the time of destruction, those whose intellects have no love will be destroyed. All of them will be destroyed, and only you will remain to claim victory. You are establishing a kingdom. The Father of souls is explaining to souls. Therefore, tell everyone these wonderful things. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say padam gunar, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. You are the children of the bestower of happiness, and you therefore have to give happiness to everyone. Never cause anyone sorrow through your thoughts, words, or deeds. 2. Both the teacher and the teachings are wonderful. Never be absent and miss such wonderful teachings. Blessing, may you be a spiritual server who is constantly enthusiastic every day and also gives enthusiasm to everyone else. Bab Dada gives all you spiritual server children this gift of love. Children, each day remain enthusiastic yourselves and also celebrate the festival of making everyone else enthusiastic. By doing this, you will be liberated from making effort to harmonize your sanskars and to finish sanskars. Constantly celebrate this festival and all problems will finish. You will not then have to spend time or to use your powers on that. You will become angels who dance and fly in happiness. Slogan: those who understand the secrets of the drama and make the lesson of nothing new firm are carefree emperors. Acha Om Shanti.